You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, some foster children may feel like they've been dropped out of the sky by a tornado when they go to a new home. The Treasure Coast has a shortage of foster homes. Many children are being shuffled from place to place, becoming separated from siblings and friends. That was the case for 23-year-old Ashley Hess, who was in foster care most of her life.
I lived my whole entire life looking over my shoulder, wondering, when's the next bad thing gonna happen? Am I gonna have to pack my clothes tonight when I get home? Are they already packed for me? So you live life wondering if you're ever gonna find somebody.
Rose Bailey is somebody to many former foster children. She was a foster parent for more than 20 years and now mentors and trains new foster parents. Along the way, she's adopted 8 children.
I have adopted 8 children, but I have a lot more than 8 children.
Bailey says she's kept in touch with many of the children who have passed through her home. A sparkle comes to her eyes as she tells us about her Joel, as she calls him. He came to her as a newborn right from the hospital. When he was 2 years old, he was adopted and left her home.
Before he left, I gave Joel and his bed. He had his Nan, we used to call it, and it was a little stuffed cat, okay? And Joel is a 26-year-old young man in the Air Force now, so he's all over the world. And every place that he goes, he calls me and tells me that. So Nan is here. Nan has been in Japan. Nan has been in New Mexico. Nan has been in Turkey with him. I mean, everywhere he goes, he takes that little bit with him.
Like Joel, Ashley Hess carries a piece of one of her former foster mothers with her.
I'd come home from school and it would be the worst day of school. She knew exactly how to make me feel better. She said, get in that kitchen and cook. So that's why I'm doing culinary right here at Indiana State College. And it's something that I carry through life.
Devereaux Community-Based Care of Okeechobee and the Treasure Coast is a local child placing agency looking to recruit more foster parents. As of now, there are about 275 children in need of a place to live and only 95 foster homes. Christina Kaiser is the director of Devereaux.
We could have twice as many homes as kids, and it still wouldn't be enough because it doesn't break down that way. It's not a one-to-one ratio. One of those homes could be at capacity. One of those homes could have no available beds. If pressed for a goal, we would say we want at least twice what we have.
Bailey says the best part of being a foster parent is seeing how a child changes over time.
Watching them come in the door, scared children who wouldn't look up, who didn't really interact with anyone, and then watching them blossom, watching them bloom, being able to lift their head, being able to talk to you, being able to interact with people, and seeing them really grow. I mean, it's just a heartwarming experience.
According to Kaiser, almost anyone can become a foster parent. Some of the requirements include being at least 21 years old, a full background check, and completion of a 30-hour course.
They just need somebody in their lives to be there. They need to have a bed and a warm meal and a person with a warm heart who, you know, understands the difficulties that they've had and understands that these kids can be successful.
Devereaux Community-Based Care will have a Mother's Day 5K run on Sunday, May 11th at 7:30 a.m. in Vero Beach to raise awareness about foster care. To find out more about becoming a foster parent and to register for the run, visit the link on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.